talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
I could buy a house on Memory Lane. I'd put my money down and I'd sign my name on that little corner lot where it don't ever rain. And we'd stay good as new, like a fresh coat of paint. You'd be mine in the shine of the front porch light. Yeah, I might.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by Old Dominion, Memory Lane, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Bailey Baker. And Old Dominion just played Charleston, Credit One Stadium, a couple nights ago, Thursday night. And I hope everyone who went had a great time. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show that we also organize, and that's happening February 2nd through the 4th, 2024, at the North Charleston Convention Center. And we have exactly 31 booths left. So if you happen to own a high-end home company that caters to homeowners, that you sell home-related products, you're a home professional, and you'd like to jumpstart your business in 2024, give Charleston Home and Design Magazine a call. We're rapidly running out of space. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We'll be talking with Sonia Pierce with Gateway Supply, Sarah Silva with Flooring Factory, Tony Smith with William Smith Fireplaces, and the temperature is starting to drop a little bit. It's time to get your fireplace tuned up, or to have a fireplace installed, and also Dana Briggs with Armor Building Solutions. Very exciting time around here at Charleston Home and Design Magazine. The new issue, or the fall issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, is out. Pick it up at just about any home-related showroom throughout Charleston. Have a great weekend. And now we're talking with Sonia Pierce with Gateway Supply. How you doing, Sonia?
Great, thank you.
Good. Sonia, take a moment and tell everyone about Gateway Supply.
Gateway Supply was founded in 1964 by three brothers. We are a plumbing wholesale distributor with a retail kitchen and bath division, as well as HVAC.
Okay. For when it comes to helping homeowners, what areas of the house can Gateway Supply help homeowners?
Anything that has to do with water, primarily. So faucets, sinks, fixtures, you know, sinks, toilets, water appliances, things such as water filtration, instant hot water dispensers, disposers. We have many options for smart appliances now for the showers and kitchen faucets as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good deal. And talk about the brands that Gateway Supply has for plumbing fixtures.
Sure. So we are a premier Kohler distributor. So that's our primary fixture and faucets line. We also have, obviously, Moen and Delta, your two large consumer-known brands. We have many other brands that were in the past primarily sold to the trade only, meaning interior designers, general contractors, and that type of user. But they would be examples of California Faucets, House of Roll, Victorian Albert, Bain Ultra. I'm sure there's a few others. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Good deal. And one of the things that that I think a lot of homeowners wonder about is some of those same brands that you just mentioned can be found in big box stores. And something that most homeowners are not aware of is that there's a difference in the quality of those fixtures, even though they're under the same brand name. Can you talk about that a little bit?
I can, and that's a tiny bit of a misunderstanding. The quality isn't substandard to what we sell. However, it's geared towards a do-it-yourself installer, meaning there are a lot of plastic connections that can be hand-tightened so the homeowner doesn't need tools. The product that we sell is geared toward the trade, a professional installer with heavier duty connections, and you get more options with an independent or a wholesaler like Gateway, because at the big box store, if it's not on the shelf, they can't provide it unless it's special order. We tend to inventory things that you see in places like HGTV and some of the trending resources for ideas.
And will the will those plastic parts in the those plumbing fixtures you find at the big box stores, will they hold up as long as some of the, you know, the brass fixtures and parts that are that Gateway Supply sells in their plumbing fixtures?
Over time, likely not. Unfortunately, you know, each application, each install is different, so it's only as good as the installer. Which again, if that's a homeowner, you're not a professional installer, so you know you won't know if the instructions were followed properly. But again, you know, plastic nuts are easily stripped, for example. And if you strip one, then you're out on a hunt to find just that item. And that's usually very difficult with the big box stores because, again, they stock one box as is, one and done.
So
the beauty of – oh, sorry.
No, I go ahead.
The beauty of purchasing it from, you know, Gateway, either through your installer or through us, we can help with any kind of technical questions related to installation, as well as warranty. You have an individual to come back to.
Gotcha. So it sounds like the takeaway is the plumbing fixtures, even though they share similar brand names, are not built the same, and the plumbing fixtures that you find at Gateway Supply have brass parts and will hold up longer. And you know, there are those that are do-it-yourselfers when it comes to plumbing projects at home, but very often it does require calling a plumber, you might as well buy a quality fixture and have it installed once versus a cheap fixture that you're going to have to call a plumber a couple of different times to come in and install.
That is correct. I might also add, we sell to homeowners if someone, you know, is a do-it-yourselfer. We are a very good resource for folks like that that want to come in, and we can help educate them on, you know, things that maybe questions you wouldn't know to ask in a home store, and then to give them options for items that you can't find in a home center.
Gotcha. How many Gateway Supply showrooms do you folks have?
There are 10, all located in the state of South Carolina currently.
Gotcha. And if you have not visited the Gateway Supply showroom in North Charleston, just off of Rivers Avenue, it's an amazing showroom. Can you tell me how it's organized?
Yes, obviously some of the more unique things that you won't see anywhere on a TV ad or in a home center. We group you know, things by suites. For example, we have a concrete tub at the entrance to our showroom, mm-hmm. Which is a very unique item. As you walk through the showroom, we have suites grouped so that you can see, you know, complementary fixtures and fittings together. We have wall displays where we consolidate each brand of product in a specific area. Again, grouped overall by bath and then kitchen. We have many working displays, so you can see shower heads. You can see smart faucets, how they operate on a kitchen sink. We have a smart toilet for on display that works as well.
Mm-hmm. And when homeowners come in, the Gateway Supply showroom staff encourages them to get in those soaking tubs to see how they, even though they're fully clothed, of course, and or to sit down on the commodes to test the height and all of that, which people always have a little chuckle when they're doing that. But it's necessary when you're buying plumbing fixtures, right?
Absolutely. We encourage it. One of the key factors that determines if a tub is comfortable or not is leg room. And people that are hesitant at first, you know, I always explain that's why we have these on display for you to try them out. That seems to always be helpful. If the specific brand or style isn't on display, we can use a comparable size method to find the one that they want. So absolutely, the toilets as well. Most people come in saying, you know, I want the chair height or the taller toilets. And that is technically an industry standard now. We don't actually offer the shorter toilets. Someone has to ask us for those because they don't meet ADA. And they're simply more comfortable for, you know, individual residential use as well.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Gateway Supply and visit the Gateway Supply showroom in North Charleston?
So we do have a website with a digital showroom, which is kind of a fun exercise. So it's gatewaysupply.net, and follow the links to the digital showroom. Obviously, you can call our showroom at 843-554-0450. Anyone that takes a call can give them any information they need.
All right. Good deal. Well, we have been talking with Sonia Pierce with Gateway Supply. And do yourself a favor, next time you're in North Charleston, stop by the Gateway Supply showroom just off of Rivers Avenue and check out the dog washing station there that you folks have, which is such a simple idea. It could be done not in an expensive way, but what a great idea. I love that display that you folks have there. Thanks so much, Sonia.
Thank you for having me.
And talking to us now is Sarah Silva with Flooring Factory. How are you doing, Sarah?
Good, Tim. How are you?
Good, thank you. Sarah, take a moment and tell everyone about Flooring Factory.
Yeah, so we are a local flooring company here in Charleston. We serve Charleston and the surrounding areas. We've been a retail shop since 2017. We first started out in Goose Creek, and 2 years ago we opened our first Mount Pleasant location. Our owners come from a construction background, so we have a lot of our installers are in-house. We sell any type of flooring material that you can think of, cabinetry, countertops, and much more. We really try to be a turnkey company for homeowners. And we try to work closely with each one of them. We create a trustworthy environment. We go above and beyond to our customers. So that's really our focus as a business. Our mission is to make sure that our customers are satisfied and they have a quick quality flooring job.
Oh, great. Okay, good deal. And your name is Flooring Factory, but Flooring Factory, you folks also install cabinetry for homeowners.
Yes.
Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so we have a cabinetry designer that's in-house. We work with Fabiwood, Merillat, and Waypoint. We do 3D custom designs with our customers. We install them ourselves, and we have a variety of color styles that our homeowners can choose from.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So you can really help a homeowner out, not just with their flooring, but in the kitchen or bathroom or Flooring Factory's probably installed some cabinetry in some less traditional spots, like maybe a home office or.
Yeah. For we installed the cabinetry for Aquatica spas and pools, I believe. We did like their office for their sales team. They did all that black cabinetry. It looked amazing. So we don't just do residential projects as well. We do commercial, and we really just try to make sure that our customers are happy and they're getting exactly what they're looking for.
Great. Well, that sounds good. Well, let's talk about the flooring portion of Flooring Factory.
Yeah.
What kind of flooring are people gravitating toward these days?
Yeah, so a lot of homeowners, they typically want a low maintenance floor. So what we sell the most is luxury vinyl. So luxury vinyl is going to be that waterproof floor that mimics the look of hardwood and tile. It's 100% waterproof. It replicates amazingly exactly how hardwood looks, and we sell a lot of that product. We sell hardwood still to this day because hardwood is one of those products that you just can't really beat. It's a lifetime product. It's durable. It's extremely beautiful to the finish. It's really just an investment, and we still have folks coming in for hardwood, and a lot of folks just really want something that, you know, that'll increase their resale value, but also kind of offer them like a low maintenance option. So we try to give them and we try to push them into what option would be best for them.
Mm-hmm. Are people still having Flooring Factory install carpeting, or are they moving toward more hard surfaces for flooring?
Yeah, I think it just really depends on the customer. We have a lot of customers who want more comfort in the bedroom. So those are the times where we install carpet. And then we have customers that, you know, they just want the floors to be seamless all throughout. So they install hardwood, luxury vinyl, whatever, and all throughout the house. And we accommodate that. So it's really just on a customer what their needs are. And like I said before, we really try to meet them where they are and kind of recommend what would be best for them.
Mm-hmm. Does Flooring Factory, do you folks ever come across a customer who has carpeting that they want to tear out and install like a hard surface for the flooring?
Yeah, we absolutely do. And as of right now, in September all the way to November, we're having free carpet removals. So we'll take care of all the carpet removals and install whatever flooring that the customer is looking to install. And it's not just carpet that we remove hardwood, tile, whatever flooring a customer currently has down, we can handle their removals. But for this month, specifically from September to November, we're doing free carpet removals because, you know, it's almost time for the holidays. Folks, you know, are trying to get rid of any old flooring that they currently have. And what we see oftentimes is folks are trying to get rid of like old carpet that they currently have. So we're really trying to get the customers ready for, you know, family time and just make sure that they're ready for for the holiday.
When it back to the luxury vinyl tile, the LVT as you call it, that's that kind of material is very, very popular, as you mentioned. And there are differences, right? I mean, is there a particular brand that Flooring Factory sells for the LVT?
So we offer an extensive selection of like brands for luxury vinyl planks and luxury vinyl tile. So luxury vinyl planks are going to be your wood look, and luxury vinyl tile is going to be your tile look. Mm. We don't necessarily like to highlight one brand just because we recommend all of them. But whenever a customer does come in, if they have an idea of what they're looking for, maybe even budget, we kind of stick, push them to the direction of the brand that would be ideal for them. But we all of our brands have great warranty. They're all great products, and we stand by all of them.
Gotcha. And I like the fact that they're waterproof, and that just means you don't have to worry about if you come in from the beach or you have a swimming pool and you got kids running through and
absolutely,
that kind of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Well, I'm looking at your ad, the Flooring Factory ad in Charleston Home and Design magazine, and it shows your Mount Pleasant showroom, and which is an amazing showroom. I encourage everyone to visit the Flooring Factory showroom in Mount Pleasant, but the walls are just covered wall to wall with all sorts of different flooring options. And is there do you have it organized a certain way in at the Mount Pleasant store?
Yeah, so we have all of our products designed to be in their own designated area. So we have our tile area, we have our luxury vinyl, our laminate, carpet, hardwood, and we have it so that customers are really able to kind of visualize what the floor would look like in their home. Mm-hmm. We have them in a kind of a pull-out display where it's really easily accessible, and just, you know, just making sure that our showroom is not crowded with materials, and our customers can just better visualize it and have a more luxurious shopping experience for their floors.
Nice. Good deal. And I know everybody in the building and remodeling world is pretty busy. If someone was looking to have some new flooring installed, what's the turnaround time for something like that?
Yeah. So if the material is in stock, which majority of our materials are, it'll arrive between a week and a half. And then we typically base your installation on the ETA of the material. So say your flooring arrives on a Friday, we'll have you scheduled for the following week for installation. And we can accommodate any time, any date. I would say like around 2 to 3 weeks, we can get the whole project finished absolutely for floors.
Excellent. Well, that's good to hear. Well, how can folks get more information about Flooring Factory?
Yeah. So, customers are able to give us a call, or they can visit one of our showrooms. They can visit us on social media. Our phone number is 843-790-4354. And whenever they call in, they have the option to select between our Goose Creek showroom and our Mount Pleasant showroom. And it'll direct them to our sales department, and they'll be able to kind of discuss with the customer exactly what they're looking for, maybe even get a measure schedule so we can go out there and provide them with a free estimate. Our website is flooringfactorysc.com. On our website, you'll find our products, some services like our photos and all that good stuff, our reviews, our financing options, and a little bit more about us. And then if a customer wants to view our work, they can follow us on our social media. Our Facebook is Flooring Factory SC, and so is our Instagram. And we like to showcase all of our work, even the process of a flooring project. We try to give our customers a whole idea of what it's like to get started on a project on our social media.
Well, great. And Flooring Factory also has a mobile showroom, so they can come to you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So whenever a customer schedules a measure with us, we ask them if they like for us to bring any samples. We ask them what color, you know, what exactly they're looking for. We accommodate it, and then we bring it directly to their doorstep. And then that's where our estimator will measure, kind of get an idea of what their project is going to look like, discuss it even further with the customer. And then we send them a free estimate.
Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Sarah Silva with Flooring Factory, and you can always find Flooring Factory within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and also on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Sarah.
Thank you, Tim. Have a wonderful day.
You too. And joining us now is Tony Smith with William Smith Fireplaces. How you doing, Tony?
Hey, I'm doing great, Tim. How are you today?
Good, good. Tony, take a moment and tell everyone about William Smith Fireplaces.
Well, we like to think that we are the best fireplace option here in the Lowcountry. We have a wide variety of fireplaces, not just fireplaces that burn wood. We have a wide selection of gas fireplaces. Our fireplaces are manufactured both domestically as well as several international brands. So something here for pretty much everyone. The price tags, you know, folks always automatically think about pricing, but there is truthfully a fireplace that can work into pretty much any budget. So be glad to talk with anybody about that.
Excellent, excellent. And William Smith Fireplaces, you folks have been around a long, long time, right?
We have. We started back in around 2005 here in the Charleston area. A couple of years ago, merged with another company here in Charleston called La Haza Hearth and Stone, and formed a new company called William Smith Fireplaces of South Carolina. sort of in tandem with that, we built a brand new showroom at 6420 Dorchester Road in North Charleston, 4,000 square feet of showroom space. We have over 40 working displays of fireplaces here, everything from indoor fireplaces to outdoor fireplaces, gas, wood, electric, something, again, that can meet pretty much anybody's needs when it comes to the fireplace industry.
And when you say working fireplaces, meaning they light up, showing like gas logs or electric options, things like that?
That is correct. Yeah. Every fireplace is functional, and we can turn the gas logs on. We can turn on the electric fireplaces so folks can actually get a really good feel of what the fireplace looks like. You know, it's certainly better than a little snapshot that they may see either in a printed brochure or at an online vendor, for example. So come in and see a life-size fireplace, working fireplace, gives them a better idea of what it would look like in their own home and setting there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and gas logs have really come a long way. I remember when I bought a set of gas logs back in like 1991, my complaint at that time was that there was more of a blue flame than a yellow, you know, the yellow flame that you're used to seeing with a real wood burning fireplace.
Absolutely. Just like pretty much everything else, technology continues to advance. There are log sets now even that actually looks like the flame is burning through the logs. So it certainly has an even more realistic appearance than it did, truthfully, even as recently as 5 or 10 years ago. So folks can have that genuine, authentic look of a fireplace, a wood-burning fireplace, but know that they have the convenience and the cleanliness of a gas fireplace.
So William Smith Fireplaces, when you walk into your showroom, can you kind of take us on a virtual tour? How is your showroom organized, for example?
Sure. So when you walk in the front door, one of the first things you'll see is this large 8 foot long by 24 inch high fireplace. It's by a brand called Stellar Hearth. And it's a purely custom fireplace. But that's what you see right on the left side there. Now, if you turn 180 degrees around to your right, you'd see our vent-free gas logs and fireplaces on display there. Everything, again, from your traditional designs to your more contemporary linear looks. As you proceed around on the perimeter, you'd next come to what's referred to as direct vent inserts. Those are basically fireplaces that are designed to fit inside existing wood-burning fireplaces. Maybe it's a situation in which a chimney is in bad condition, and rather than spending thousands and thousands of dollars for those repairs, this could be a viable option there. So we have several of those. Then continuing on, you enter our outdoor fireplace section. We have 5 different outdoor fireplaces. All of them, 3 of them are ventless fireplaces, meaning there's no chimney or flue that has to vent to, you know, through the home's roof or anything like that. 2 of them are what's classified as wood burning fireplaces, but they can accommodate gas logs, which is what you would see here. Then continuing on around the perimeter, we have this really beautiful French fireplace. It's called a focus fireplace, and it is a suspended fireplace with gas logs in it. Moving on then, you've got the electric fireplaces in sort of that back left-hand corner of the showroom. We have 5 different electric fireplaces displayed there. And then you move, continuing around, we have several direct vent fireplaces. These are the ones that have the glass panels sealed on the front, creating a separate environment inside the fireplace as opposed to what's going on in your living space there. And that does provide the most efficient and cleanest form of fireplace that's available today. So coming back around now to the center of the showroom, You've got our wood-burning fireplaces, including a large 72-inch wide fireplace with a set of Eichler Flames gas logs in that, 58-inch set of logs there. So these are big, beefy logs. If someone has this massive fireplace and they're looking for something to install there, the Mambo log set by Eichler Flames is a wonderful option. We also have in that wood burning section, we have different types of media. Yes, we have your traditional gas logs, but we also have the more historic looking coal fire baskets that are gas powered, and a set of very contemporary fireballs made by Rasmussen gas logs. So that pretty much rounds out what they would see as far as the map of our showroom, so to speak.
Wow, that's impressive, and very good description too of your showroom. I'm looking at the William Smith Fireplaces ad in Charleston Home and Design magazine, and one of the fireplaces I'm looking at, it must be the one you just mentioned, something about fireballs.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yes.
Yeah. So, can you describe that for our listeners? What that looks like?
Sure. So, you know, there are folks out there who want to move away from your more traditional log options for the interior of their fireplaces. So this company called Rasmussen is one of the manufacturers who has come out with gas with these fireballs. They have vent-free fireballs and they have vented fireballs. Numerous color options available on those, different sizes available depending on the size of the fireplace. That they would be installed in. Just a really clean, neat alternative. And interestingly enough, I find a lot of these more contemporary designs of fireballs being installed in historic homes in downtown Charleston. Huh. And I kind of wonder if it's sort of hearkening back to the stacks of the cannonballs there on the battery.
Oh, yeah.
That might be what draws that. So,
yeah,
but whatever it is.
And they're kind of stacked up like a pyramid sort of thing, mm-hmm. The balls, right?
They are.
Nice. And the cannonball, that's probably a good guess. Also, I think just in any kind of historic home with like exposed brick and things like that, modern furniture or in this case a modern looking fireplace, I think just goes perfect with that kind of a setting.
Mm-hmm. It does.
And one of the things that William Smith Fireplaces is unique to you folks. You're not just going to you can buy the logs, pick out your logs, whether they're gas or electric. And with the gas, is it both natural gas and propane?
Either one. We sell most of our manufacturers produce these log sets in both gas options. If they were looking for something in particular, we do have some manufacturers who actually can create something more custom for them, you know, so lots of options there.
And so you're not just picking out the gas logs, if that's what you're going for, but William Smith Fireplaces also sells all sorts of different styles of mantles and fireplace surrounds, too. That's pretty cool.
That's correct. To be truthful, the stone surrounds, we only have about 15 or so different options with regards to the stone. It's different types of granite or marble, slate as well, fairly neutral colors that would work with most any color palette in the home. But a lot of times one of the things that we see is folks, especially with regards to an open concept living space in which the kitchen maybe is at one end of the home and the living room is at the other end of that same space, folks want to have the stone surround at their fireplace to be the same stone that they use on their kitchen countertops. Mm. That's not a problem. We can certainly work with that. We just want to pay attention because typically that stone that matches their countertops is going to be a thicker cut than what we would sell here. So we may have to fur the fireplace out a little bit further to accommodate the depth of that stone right there. But that's something we would go through with the builder to make sure that everything lines up the way it should be.
And are there different styles of mantles that are available?
Oh, yeah. We've got everything from your more traditional mantles, some that are fairly ornate, some that are cleaner lines. And then we have just simple shelf mantles, some that are more rustic looking, some that have a little bit more of a refined nature to it. And then we also have a company out of the upstate of South Carolina, Stoll Industries, who manufactures metal products for fireplaces, everything from your fireplace doors to mantel shelves. And those are available in probably somewhere in the neighborhood of around 30 different finishes, everything from your satin gold and to textured black and antique red. So like I said, there are lots of color options with that. And the benefit of a metal mantle is it's non-combustible, so it can be placed a lot closer to the fireplace opening than, say, a wood mantle would be. We also have a manufacturer who can build custom mantles. If a customer walks in the door and they have a drawing or a picture they found online of a mantle, and it's not one that is readily available, then we can contact our fellow who can build these mantles custom for them. So,
I was visiting one of our builder clients, a home that that they had built, and their fireplace, it was maybe about 2 feet high and maybe 6 feet long. Mm-hmm. Does that ring any bells with you? Is that it was a very it was the most unique fireplace that I'd ever seen, very modern.
I can't say no right off the top of my head. I'm not sure who that might have been. We've done quite a few sort of along those designs. I also did one, just finished it up about 6 months ago, I guess, on Daniel Island. It's actually a four-sided see-through fireplace. In other words, you can walk all the way around it and see the flame. There's no metal visible as far as a frame goes with this fireplace. It's all glass on all four sides, I think it's about 8 feet long by 2 feet wide, about 30 inches high in its opening design. So really a very, very unique custom fireplace there.
Well, that's great. And before we started the interview, you mentioned that the electric logs are one of the fastest growing segments for you folks. And are these electric logs? I can't imagine that anyone's going to buy something that looks cheap, cheesy, or you know, doesn't look realistic or anything like that.
Yeah. As I mentioned earlier, technology in all facets continues to evolve. And we've just actually this week met with one of our manufacturers who is coming out with a new electric fireplace that should be available for ordering the end of July. The company is Modern Flames, and they have a new fireplace. It's called the Orion Traditional. It's your traditional looking fireplace, but the flame presentation is a very authentic flame presentation. It doesn't look like the light reflecting on a glass panel or a mirror, like so many of the fireplace manufacturers do. But this is actual flame appearance. It has little sparks that will rise up from the flames, and it even makes a crackling sound. So, and it's available in your traditional sizes as well as a linear design. Again, that technology continues to evolve. And, you know, something else with regards to electric fireplaces, one of the latest developments in that field is the ability to install an electric fireplace outdoors, something that hasn't been available, as recently as, 3 or 4 years ago. But now there are a number of electric fireplaces that are rated for outdoor installations. Some of them are just about the looks. They don't produce any heat. Most of the electric indoor fireplaces are heat producers, not a significant amount of heat, about 5,000 BTU as compared to your gas logs, which may produce anywhere from 40,000 to 65,000 BTUs of heat. So it's certainly a diminished level of heat in the electric fireplaces. But the nice thing about that is, if it's July and you want to have your fireplace on. You can turn on that electric fireplace without the heat. So you get the appearance of a real fire, but you don't have to worry about the heat roasting you out of your home.
Mm, yeah, that makes sense. I had a friend who has an outdoor fireplace, and he mm-hmm. had gas logs installed, but he mainly used the gas, or maybe it was a gas burner he had installed, and he didn't have mm-hmm. gas log. He would put wood burning logs on top of the burner, and then turn the burner on, and instead of having to go through the fuss of you know, kindling and using some newspapers to get the fire started, he used the gas burner to actually get the mm-hmm. wood. The wood. Have you ever heard of something like that?
I have. Those are called log lighters.
That's what I need.
A very literal name. The one caution I do throw out with regards to log lighters is, well, the state of South Carolina actually frowns upon log lighters that are attached to a propane gas supply.
Okay.
Natural gas is a different story. So you've heard the stories or the tales of someone who tried to get their gas grill to light and it wouldn't start. They kept trying to get it to go. And finally it did ignite. And there was that mini explosion.
Poof.
You know, maybe they lost eyebrows or hair on their arms or something like that. It's because propane is a heavy gas and it doesn't dissipate quickly at all. So if there's a delay in igniting that, then there is that potential for there to be injury and damage. Again, it's just because of the propane. Again, natural gas is a different story, much lighter gas. It dissipates much, much more quickly. And so there's not a problem with that. So folks just want to know what type of gas they have before they install a log lighter.
Right.
And that's whether it's done by us or anyone else, whether it's your builder or a plumber or whomever it may be. They just want to be sure that they are very cautious with that.
Well, no one likes to wait in line, and if you wait to call William Smith Fireplaces to maybe get your existing gas logs serviced or the chimney inspected to make sure. And what can happen with a chimney if that it does need inspections, and about how often mm-hmm. should they be inspected?
I would say at least every 1 to 2 years to have them cleaned and inspected. It depends on how much someone uses their fireplace. And I'm speaking more specifically to wood burning fireplaces. If gas logs don't tend to produce nearly the level of byproduct as wood does. That wood burning creates soot and creosote, which then coats the interior of the fireplace. That stuff, it can ignite if it's not cleaned off regularly, and can create a house fire or fire in that chimney, which then spreads into the framing of the home itself. So I would certainly recommend that, you know, as we inspect fireplaces, truthfully, the metal prefabricated fireboxes and their subsequent metal flue systems are not as prone to issues as the true masonry fireplaces mm. that have those terracotta tiles in them. The terracotta tiles are mortared together, so over time that mortar can dry out, chip away, can develop holes, which again, if they're burning wood, it can allow sparks and embers to get through those cracks. And it doesn't take a large crack, you know. Some of those embers and sparks can make their way through even the tiniest of cracks, settle on the wood framing of the home, and again, cause a fire. So I would recommend, again, every 1 to 2 years having that chimney swept and cleaned, inspected. Again, that's something that we do here at William Smith. So give us a call. We'll be glad to take care of you with that.
Yeah, and just to finish my thought before I interrupted myself, the you know, if you no one likes to wait in line, and if you wait until you get that first cold night and mm-hmm. and then you call William Smith Fireplaces, there's already going to be people that have contacted you to maybe have gas logs inspected or installed or maybe repaired, or the fireplace inspected. So this is probably the best time right now when it's sort of considered the off season to to have to get to. There's probably not going to be a big line to have your fireplace and chimney inspected, and your gas logs maybe repaired or replaced.
Exactly. Right now, when someone calls into our service department to schedule a cleaning or repair of some sort, they may be looking at a 1 to 2 week at the most time frame there. Come September, late September, early October, that's going to start packing very, very tightly from there. And it'll be that way on into February. So if someone calls us in November and says, hey, I need to get my logs cleaned, serviced, repaired, they need to be prepared themselves for a, you know, it could be a 3 to 4 week, maybe even a little bit longer lead time on that. So it's best to have these things done right now. Your chimney, or you're not using it, this is a great time to get it inspected. Your logs, while they're not working or are not being used right now, it's a great time to have them checked out as well. You know, my service techs tell me frequently they went out to a home to service their logs and they couldn't do anything because the logs had just been on and they were too hot to handle. So, you know, those logs, people don't realize when they turn their gas logs off, the flame may go out, but it takes a good 24 hours for those logs to cool down enough to be handled like that. Otherwise, you know, not only would one of our service techs risk being injured, but if they drop that log on a, you know, beautiful hardwood floor or an oriental rug, you know, there's going to be some damage to those surfaces as well as a result of that. So folks just need to understand, don't call us or don't schedule service and use the fireplace the day that you're going to be serviced. So,
right. Yeah, I understand that. Well, what's the best way to reach out to William Smith Fireplaces and make sure to give the address of that beautiful new showroom that you folks have?
Absolutely. So we are at 6420 Dorchester Road in North Charleston. We're about a half mile, actually, past the airport turnoff on Dorchester Road, Michaux Parkway. Just continue on towards Somerville on Dorchester, and we are right there on the right. Our phone number is 843-766-0347. And, of course, folks can also see us online at williamsmithfireplaces.com, as well as on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We can be found at all of those locations also.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Tony Smith with William Smith Fireplaces, and you can always find William Smith Fireplaces within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Tony.
Thanks, Tim.
And now we're talking with Dana Briggs with Armor Building Solutions. How you doing, Dana?
I'm doing great, Tim. Thank you for having me on today.
You bet. You bet. Dana, take a moment and tell everyone about Armor Building Solutions.
Okay. Well, Armor Building Solutions has been around for over 20 years. My wife and I actually purchased it back in June of 2013. It was more like a mom and pop shop, and we were able to develop it and add new products throughout the years to the point where we are the premier storm protection company located in the Lowcountry. The work that we do will cover Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina.
Very good. Excellent. And what types of storm protection products does Armor Building Solution provide?
So Armor provides aluminum panels, galvanized panels for storm protection. We also do accordions, roll downs. It could be roll down screen or a roll down aluminum slats. It could be motorized or not motorized. It could be manually operated. We also do Bahamas, storm rated Bahamas. And some of the Bahamas have articulating louvers in it, so you can actually see out of it when you want to or close it off when you need to.
Very good. Excellent. Well, this is certainly good timely information, especially with the hurricane that just blew through Charleston a couple of days ago. And I remember talking to a different storm protection company, and they said, you know, it's always good to have a hurricane scare just to kind of wake people up and realize, hey, you know, we really need to do something to protect our home.
Yes, absolutely. I believe that there's a lot of people that move into the area and they're very unaware of what to do when a hurricane comes through the town. And I always advise all of our customers, you know, it's important that you practice to make sure that you know what you're doing, because when the time comes and there's a crunch, it seems like you run out of time. And you need to practice to be able to know how much time it takes to deploy your storm protection.
What are the most popular storm protection options that Armor Building Solutions is selling these days to homeowners?
The most popular right now, it depends on who you're selling it to. And I know that you just mentioned homeowners, but, you know, builders will, you know, when they put up a home, they'll put in like galvanized panels, and over a certain span, over 108 inches, you have to go to aluminum. And most residents don't know that there are other options available, whether it's fabric, whether it's accordions. And, you know, the local communities, the ARBs or the homeowner associations, they only allow certain products to be put up. But the most popular are those that are deployed rather easily, whether it's an accordion or whether it's a roll down fabric or a roll down aluminum slat.
And can you describe the what the accordion shutter looks like?
Well, it looks just like an accordion. So when you look at an exterior home, you'll see like a rectangle around. There's a frame that goes around the window. And then on each side, there are shutters that are actually compressed. So you don't really notice them when they're not deployed. But what you do is you pull them both together and they lock in the center. And it looks like a blind, actually, like an accordion blind, but it's an accordion shutter made out of aluminum on the exterior of the house.
Okay, gotcha. And in the roll-down shutters, can you describe what those look like?
So the roll-down shutters will have two tracks on each side of the window with usually a sill, unless there is a sill automatically built into the house. And at the top of the window, the whether it's aluminum or fabric, it rolls up into a hooded cover or cover that could be anywhere from 5 inches tall to 7 inches tall, depending on how much of the aluminum slat or fabric there is or how tall the glazing is.
And then I imagine that Armor Building Solutions, you folks provide both the automatic type roll down shutters and then also the manual type.
Yes, we whatever the customer really wants is what we'll provide. We'll give them direction. You know, some of the larger ones you can't manually operate by hand, so we have to use a motor.
Right. And that's just a push of a button, which makes it the most convenient, one of the most convenient hurricane protection options for you. You're not having to get on a ladder or climb to install panels or whatever.
Yes, absolutely. And you could also automate it to where you're able to operate the roll down through your phone or an iPad. And, you know, it's funny because a lot of people, you know, first off, they don't take the time to practice. But secondly, they think it's okay just to put the storm protection on the lower level and not be concerned about the upper level. And wherever you have glass, the glass has to be covered. That's to protect your home. It's not a matter of convenience, but it's to protect your home, protect your roof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a lot of people are not aware of this, but if you build a home today, it's required by code that all of the window openings have some sort of hurricane protection, and the cheapest way that a builder can do that is they can tell their client. You know, we can pre-cut some OSB or some plywood for you, and we'll mark it for each window, and that will pass code. But when it comes to actually pulling that heavy plywood out of the garage and trying to get up on a ladder when it's starting to get windy. A lot of times homeowners won't even bother to do that. And good luck trying to find somebody to do that, hire somebody to do that for you.
Yes, that's so true. You know, that OSB is quite cumbersome. The building code does allow it. You know, the preparation on the home is the same as it would be for like galvanized or aluminum panels. You still have to have fasteners in your home, and the OSB has to be able to match whatever fasteners you put into the home. Mm-hmm. It's an easy way out for some of the builders. I don't really advise it, and we don't provide it only because there are no specifications in engineering that truly supports it, even though it's been done in years past.
Yeah. I guess I just wanted to reiterate to our listeners that if you do not have hurricane protection on your home, your house is out of code. Your house is not meeting today's code standard. And so, you know, that if there's a reason that these codes have passed, and you know, you might want to look at whether your house has any hurricane protection on it, and if not, give Armor Building Solutions a call. And what's the best way to reach Armor Building Solutions?
The best way to reach Armor is through its main number, and that's 843-717-1746.
Gotcha. And how about on the web?
Website, it's www.armorbldgsolutions.com.
All right. And I just did a quick search of Armor Building Solutions, and your website came right up. So people can go there. And then when they contact Armor Building Solutions, a representative will set up an appointment to visit their home.
Yeah, usually if the salesman is in the office, our business manager will take the phone call and put it into the hands of a salesperson immediately. If not, she'll write down the information and a salesperson will call within 24 hours.
Gotcha. And you'll bring samples of all the different hurricane protection options right to the home and let the homeowner look at them and decide which would be the best option for their particular home.
Absolutely, yeah. They'll be able to have touch and feel, and the salesperson will take down dimensions so we can provide an accurate price and let the homeowner really see what the products are all about.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Dana Briggs with Armor Building Solutions, and very good timing with the tropical storm that just blew through Charleston a couple of days ago. And maybe that's your wake-up call to give Armor Building Solutions a call and look at protecting your home for some of the future storms that Charleston will experience, not a matter of if, but when. Thanks so much, Dana.
Tim, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. Talking about a home. Talking about a home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do. I said a home. Talking about a home. Not talking about a one night stand. I want to be your man. I said a home. Yeah, I'm talking about a wedding ring and the whole damn thing. I said a home. Talking about a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show, or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.